for those that never take a spring break, it's...
This is reasons. Why we can't have nice why. Things. Nice things.
You can't have nice things. I'll line them up. And we'll start right here in Tarrant County, as a 60-year-old man has faced arrest in Tarrant County because Raymond Davis Jr. had been contacting inmates at the Tarrant County Jail and offering his legal services. According to just last Wednesday, a news release from the Tarrant County Sheriff's Office. In fact, Davis numerous times met with inmates, their families, and roughly collected about $3,000 per case for legal representation. The problem is, 60-year-old Raymond Davis Jr. is not an attorney.
Oh, boy.
At all. And has been impersonating an attorney to solicit money directly from families of jail inmates. Yeah, investigators confirmed this, and authorities obtained an arrest warrant, executed it, and now Davis is in custody. Multiple charges, and they think there may be more. No word on when he'll appear in court, go to trial. I wonder if he'll represent himself, pro se.
The option is there.
How confident am you?
There's a lot of ways to get ahead in life. Selling pictures of your feet on the internet to random weirdos may not be the best option. Okay. Just ask Brandy Tenlin. She posted hundreds of them on something called Feet Finder. Threw in a bunch of videos for fun. Unfortunately, she is a deputy in her day job. And showed off her uniform as well.
Yeah.
This apparently did not go over well. She was not fired, but did resign after 20 years on the job and made just $6,000 in 16 months. So I don't know if the math is mathing on all that.
Shame.
Brandy, come on.
Shame.
Okay, it's a girl joke.
Shame.
We don't want you to take it seriously.
Eyes up.
Better
eyes
option.
Up. Way up,
yes,
actually.
Come on.
Let us go to the border. Down there around Laredo, as U.S. Customs Border Protection officers at the World Trade Bridge around Laredo stopped a 2021 Peterbilt tractor bound for Mexico on March 5th and found 39 live pythons.
Oh, no.
Hidden inside the cab. Not even in the back. The driver, a Texas trucker, had declared no prohibited goods when they discovered that there were 39 pythons all around him, some slithering freely, willy-nilly, and the like. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service agents took custody of the pythons, penalties totaling just under $35,000 because exporting live reptiles from the U.S. to Mexico is highly illegal. Let them go, man. Get them out of here.
So we talked last Friday about Daytona Beach, and they declared a spring break emergency.
Bruh.
State of emergency.
Bruh.
But police got to do what they got to do. They're going to catch the bad guys any way they can. You see, one Chase Cruz was wanted for loitering, prowling, and resisting arrest, then tried to take off by floating down the Halifax River. Probably isn't a good idea in Florida. I'd imagine there's gators in there. Either way, the police followed suit on their trusty paddle boards.
Oh.
And he was eventually arrested.
Mm-hmm. Will it blow?
See?
There you go. Dum, 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 dum. Yeah, but
I'll
for
them.
There you go. Let's go to Plano, Texas. So there's these mosque hearings that are happening all over Plano.
Oh, yeah.
Just north of Dallas, and a lot of people angry for the proposed, quote, epic city expansion. So they thought, city of Plano, best thing to do. Anybody that wants to say something, let's all get together and have a public hearing. It was scheduled for this past Friday at 1 p.m. The event did not go quite as planned, as it was attended by residents who wanted to formally speak about their concerns, et cetera, et cetera. AG Ken Paxton's even thrown his hat into the whole ring and stuff like that. And things didn't get very far when the actual place that was holding this public hearing just went up to the speakers and unplugged them.
Oh!
Yeah, just flat out. So nothing was publicly heard. That's one way to do it, quite honestly.
No, that's the best option. So the road trip, full of a variety of foods, which I'm sure you learned there, Mr. Buckner, but five guys, they're posing a particularly interesting problem. You see, they no longer have fry cups. They have switched to the paper bag and may not have tested them for quality. Customers are livid because the grease soaks right through, like nobody's business, out of the bag and onto your car seats.
Yeah, but it stays with you.
Ugh.
We did not. There was a Five Guys and actually by the hotel a little bit. But, yeah, we didn't go by it. Because you're in Chicago.
Why would you do that?
Right?
Uh-uh.
Let me tell you the saying that that Chicago dog makes.
Dum, 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 dum.
A happy one. And speaking of, a Chicago mother named Yanisi Miles got pretty freaked out. She recently discovered three strangers in her apartment. Two of them were sleeping in her bed. And Miles says the trio were squatters who broke into her home while she was away for 2 weeks taking care of her mom.
Oh, dear.
But look, I wasn't going to pay for the whole family to stay in one of those overpriced Chicago hotels, okay? Have you seen the price of gas for a room?
I know.
Sorry. Sorry, Yanisi.